With an update from WindsorNewsToday.ca, I'm Adele Loisel. Windsor police are looking for a suspect after an assault a month ago. The victim says he was assaulted by someone he believed took his wallet and passport from his vehicle. When his bank card was used at a convenience store on Droulard Road, he confronted the person. There was a fight and the suspect pulled a knife on him. The description of the suspect is at WindsorNewsToday.ca. Police in Chatham-Kent are investigating the death of a 40-year-old Windsor man at a home in Erie Beach. The initial report to police said the man had been shot. Police say there's no threat to public safety, but they would like to hear from anybody with information about it. Hydro One is holding a series of public meetings later this month and next on its new Longwood to Lakeshore project. That's two new transmission lines. There's three routes. The one in Comber is on March 27th, but there's also one online for those that can't make it, and that's on April 24th. The City of Windsor is holding a public meeting at 4 today to show off designs for a new housing development at the Roseland Golf and Country Club. Roseland is one of four sites the city wants to build homes on. Local curlers, though, they aren't happy because the city moved curling from Roseland to the Capri Pizzeria Recreation Complex. They want to know how long this plan has been in the works. Canada's proposed Online Harms Act would set a high bar for what counts as hate speech, but portraying people as violent or comparing them to vermin could trigger a probe. That from the Justice Department. It says offensive or humiliating comments would not count. The Toronto Star says some lawyers still fear it could chill free speech. In Florida, lawmakers want to ban the homeless from setting up camp or sleeping on public property. Instead, areas would be designated for that, and alcohol and drug use would be banned there. The Associated Press says it would take effect in October if Governor Ron DeSantis signs it. Some 30,000 people in Florida don't have a home. And fighting unions in court over the bill that froze public sector wages cost the province more than $4 billion. The Toronto Star says that's expected to increase as the government pays workers what they're owed after the legislation was twice ruled unconstitutional. 3-2 in overtime for the Vipers over the Maroons in Game 1. Essex swept Dresden with a 6-0 win last night. They'll head to the next round. The Leafs beat the Sabres 2-1 in overtime and a 7-2 loss for the Wings to Colorado. In basketball, the Windsor Express lost 130-120 to Newfoundland. Cloudy skies will get up to 10 degrees today. Tonight, clouds down to 3 overnight. Might get showers late tomorrow afternoon, cloudy and up to 13. Rain on Saturday and maybe flurries on Sunday. For more on these and other stories, go to WindsorNewsToday.ca.